Item 5 from the Director, Milwaukee County Zoo, requesting authorization to extend the Master Plan Consultant Contract with PGAV to include the full design service for a new auxiliary entrance complex to be constructed to mitigate impacts of the loss of zoo land to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation in an amount not to exceed $900,000. This item has also been referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
Mr. Wickenhauser, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Many times I've come before you and explained some of the mitigation issues that we have regarding the zoo interchange. The parking is the most critical at this point. We will have the use of that parking lot until October 1st, and then the state will take permanent possession of that property and begin construction. We are going to construct a parking lot and auxiliary entrance on the west side of the property. In order to get that done by Memorial Day weekend of next year, we have to really hit the ground running here as far as design. We know that we can't complete the entire entrance facilities by that time, but certainly if we get started right away, we can have a parking lot down there with some temporary admission facilities so that we can accommodate the types of crowds that we have this time of year in our busy season. PGAV was chosen well over a year ago by a public RFP process to design our master plan. It was about five or six different firms. So we've gone through that process. That contract is still open, and we'd like to then extend their contract in order to design the facilities that we need. During the master plan process, they also designed the preliminary preliminary designs that we used when we were negotiating with the state for the proceeds from the property and the cost to cure. If you had looked at the proposal from the PGAV, which was attached to the back, you can see that most of the work that's going to be actually done will be done by local firms, and there will be a 25% DBE requirement in the contract.
Questions by committee members? Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, first, let me move approval. But Mr. Wickenhauser, we're at the halfway point of the summer. How is our attendance going at the zoo?
At this point, we are about 40,000 people ahead of last year.
40,000 ahead?
Yes. We're just under budget by about 25,000 people, so we're moving in the right direction. The construction has made it inconvenient, but we still have the best in town, so people are coming to see us this summer.
And I know last summer was hellacious as far as hot, you know, and wasn't fun for anybody to be anywhere. What is currently going on with the Zufari building?
Chairman and supervisors, the Zufari Conference Center is still intact and still being used by us. The only effect that the interchange will have on that will be removing the parking that we have on the eastern side of that building. We have in our cost to cure the funds and the plan to modify the parking at the rear of the building where there's a large grassy area that will be regrading, paving, and building a new exit entrance right there to coincide with our exit entrance drive.
Are you saying that we're still going to have meetings or activities out of that building while this part of that construction's going on?
Yes, Chairman and Supervisors, we will have that. It might be, again, a little inconvenient, but most of our traffic comes from that, comes from the west and turns right into the parking lot right there. We also have our warehouse there for all of our food and merchandise. We also have our trades, electrician and plumber, as well as our maintenance department within that building. So it's fully intended to be operational during the entire time period. We would hope to have the parking finished by October 1st for that particular area so that we can continue with the size of events that we have in that area.
Very good. My final question deals with our collection, the actual animals, and people might say, well, why do you need to ask? Well, the reason is because obviously they are in an environment, they know their environment, their immediate environment is being traumatized with all of this construction, and just from my knowledge of the Timberwolves on South 76th Street and the work that was done up at Crystal Ridge, I know how it affects animals. Has there been any noticeable effect on our collection at all?
Chairman and supervisors, not that we can see immediately. We do have from time to time helicopters that are observing all the work and everything, and that is probably something that bothers them more than anything, just because of the sound and the vibration that comes from them, and we've asked those stations to kindly stay away from the center of the zoo, and for the most part they have. Some of the construction methods that they've used have also been drilling and excavating without pounding the pilings and things. They've taken that into consideration. Probably the one thing that we would like to see done is that big mountain of dirt covered with something, so that that's an inconvenience, and it hasn't been an air quality issue yet, but we haven't had a lot of heavy wind coming from that direction, and we just want to make sure that we just don't have a coat of dust over everything.
I was going to propose your statue on that, but I guess that wouldn't help too much with the dust.
No.
Thank you.
Thank you. Other questions by committee members? Supervisor Rainey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Can you speak to your commitment towards DBE participation on this project?
The contract will have 25% requirements. There are a number of firms in town, engineering-type firms, that would do design of this type, and we'll work with the facilities, architectural and engineering, to identify which ones are on the list and use those.
How did you arrive at that 25% commitment?
I believe that's a standard.
Standard.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Further questions by committee members? We have a motion to approve by Supervisor Borkowski. If there are no further questions, please call the roll.
Supervisors Rainey.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stas Kunis.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend adoption prevails.
Thank you much. Yes. We're looking forward to all the exciting construction that is going on.
So
yeah, I'll bet you are, Chuck. Item number 6.